Now, straight up, a special mention of Naomi Robson, who this week unveiled her new co-host.
It's prompted child behavioural experts to warn parents to treat Steve's death as a serious issue with their children.
Yes, you want to treat Steve's death as a serious issue, Naomi.
Yeah, I like the lizard. It's got a lot more charisma than she does. It's a better understanding of the world.
Yeah, but people say dressing up like Steve Irwin was a bit tasteless. I don't know. I thought it was nothing compared to what she wore when David Hooks died.
Now, there's a lot of drama in current affairs shows, but look, they're not all doom and gloom. People have their problems and they get over them. And the one thing everybody does while recovering is walk along the beach.
For 11 long years, Christian Pereira has been searching for the truth.
Now, look at them all. I mean, can you believe how many bereaved people are walking around on our beaches? And, you know, with all that suffering, the least I could do was offer those people some comfort.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
It's okay, we'll get through it.
I thought you were going to kiss me then.
We'll get through it.
You've got to give yourself permission to grieve.
Okay.
It's all right, madam. We'll make it. We'll make it. We'll make it.
Let the healing begin. Look, it's the end of the series, so we're delighted to present the What Have We Learned from Current Affairs This Week Awards. Our first award is for the biggest overstatement in current affairs this year. And it goes to this woman speaking about school children whose soccer balls occasionally land on her roof.
It's just like living in Beirut, you know, banging, bang, bang, bang.
Next up, we have the award for the best comic turn. And who else could it go to but master impressionist Chris Simmond and his world-famous Leighton Hewitt routine.
So not even Leighton Hewitt can throw his voice 10 kilometres. Come on, Mr. Jones.
The man's a genius. But now the award for the most number of nods during an interview. And check out this marathon nod from reporter Erin Edwards, standing on the right.
Maria, are you changing lives here?
Erin, I actually really believe that we are, and I really hope that we are. I mean, when you look at these children, when you see the difference from when we first started with them to today, the transformation is quite amazing.
23 nods! Extraordinary, isn't it?
But now for the Most Dangerous Place in Australia award. And this one goes to Nimbin, New South Wales, where the drug pushers simply won't take no for an answer.
We made no efforts to conceal who we were or where we were from, but within the space of 1 minute, we were offered drugs 6 times.
So we're actually getting offered drugs every 10 seconds. It's a shame that they didn't get any footage of the reporter actually being offered any drugs whatsoever.
Come on, don't be sarcastic, Andrew. It's totally true. Look, I went to Nimbin for just 24 hours and I came back with 8,400 spliffs! Look at that!
Yeah, this is quite a lot. Well, look. Well, if you think that's alarming, this is the award for wildest youths. Now, all year, Current Affairs has been telling us criminals are getting younger and younger, but only today, tonight, has the courage to expose the baby-faced menace that's bringing down society.
They're barely out of nappies and already they're being taught to thieve.
Using a three-year-old to steal from a supermarket is part of a growing trend.
That's no exaggeration either. We've got some security camera footage here which you might find disturbing.
Give me the money!
Look. Look, there are all kinds of problems in this world, but luckily we have experts to solve them.
Of course, some experts are more expert than others. And the most expert is Damien Tudorhope.
The Family Association's Damien Tudorhope.
Who's turned up on Current Affairs shows no less than 12 times this year.
Extraordinary. Good old Damien Tudorhope. You just set up a camera and he can't help but walk in front of it.
just before we go, we'd like to read out a letter that we received a few weeks back. quote, why don't you guys say something positive about current affairs shows for once instead of always knocking and whinging?
Fair point.
Well, you're absolutely right. We have been very harsh. And so to finish the year on a positive note, we've decided to finally give some credit where it's due and give someone a pat on the back for a job well done. So we went to the ACA offices. You guys have won an award. Just like to present
big
it.
Time.
Don't they want to win the award? Don't you guys want to collect your award?
You've collected the award. Congratulations, everybody.
Well done.
Thank you very much.
You have won the slightly less crap than today tonight award.
Well done. You've done it. Honestly, it was really close for a while there, but when Naomi Rocha started wearing Steve Irwin's clothes, the lizard.
Yeah, that just brought them down.
You pipped them.
You were ahead.
Well done.
Do you want to make a speech to the millions of Australians who turn you on while they're cooking dinner?
We feel we're doing a very good job at Carterfield. I'm glad that you guys think the same thing.
Do you want to thank the welfare cheats?
The welfare cheats?
Yeah, and the rip-off oak merchants.
Thank you for what?
And the greedy councils for giving you the material.
All the material. Why don't you thank the schizophrenics and the mad, mentally ill people who you go home?
Thanks to everybody. Thanks, guys.
Well done. Well done.